Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Friendly and not-so-friendly questions are raining down on Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. She's being quizzed today by Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. As expected, she's refusing to preview her possible decisions on such landmark issues as abortion, gun control, health insurance, and gay marriage. Barrett, a conservative, did assure senators,
"For any issue that comes up, abortion or anything else, I'll follow the law."
Barrett is currently a federal appeals court judge. Ranking Democrat Dianne Feinstein asked Barrett to weigh in on Roe v. Wade, the law guaranteeing a woman's right to an abortion. Feinstein asked if she thinks the high court should overturn it.
"If I express a view on a precedent one way or another, whether I say I love it or I hate it, it signals to litigants that I might tilt one way or another in a pending case."
That answer did not impress the senator.
"On something that is really a major cause with major effect on over half of the population of this country, who are women, after all, it's distressing not to get a straight answer."
Republicans hope to confirm Barrett quickly enough to hear any legal challenges stemming from the November 3rd election. Asked by Democrats today to recuse herself from election decisions, she politely said no. President Trump's White House physician released a memo yesterday stating the president had tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days and is no longer contagious. Hours later, Trump was back on the reelection campaign trail in Sanford, Florida, addressing a large crowd packed shoulder to shoulder, few wearing masks.
22 days from now, we're going to win this state. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House. We're going to make our country greater than it has ever been before."
Trump won Florida in 2016. It's a crucial battleground state, and the latest average of polling there shows Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, leading Trump by 3.5 points. Nationally, Biden is ahead by 10. Early voting opened in battleground Georgia yesterday. Those showing up at vote centers needed to pack patience.
"How long have you guys been out here so far?"
About 4 hours.
And some polling places in Atlanta reported waits of up to 7 hours.
"You're not going anywhere."
"I'm not going anywhere."
"I'm not leaving."
"You're not leaving."
"I'm done."
Millsy and Basil, early voting is now underway in 45 of our 50 states.